If you ate junk food for every meal for a month, well, you'd obviously expect to get sick. It's just basic biology. Yet we consume these toxic social diets every single day. And I mean, we somehow expect our brains to just magically resist the environment.
Yeah, we really think we're immune to the empty calories of a bad social circle, but we absolutely aren't.
Right, totally. So welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at Law 16, which is keeping your true friends to people you want to be a little more like. And today is really all about day four of week 16 in your workbook. We're breaking down the literal brain hardware and, the psychological friction of curating that inner circle so that you are fully ready to run a real-life scenario through this filter tomorrow.
Exactly. And to do that, we need to sort of revisit the friend formula. Let's just start with the first half. Find what you want to improve, recognize it in others, and invest time with them.
Which sounds great on paper, right? But it's the second half where people really stumble. Eliminate or reduce negative influence, normalize higher standards, and do the same for them. Honestly, as a psychologist, I can tell you that E, eliminate, is where we hit a massive wall.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you might view normalizing higher standards as just a simple rewiring, but psychologically, cutting out a toxic friend induces severe cognitive dissonance. It feels like, social amputation. We resist it constantly because of guilt.
And neuroscientifically, that resistance makes complete sense. Because of mirror neurons, your brain actually prunes and builds pathways to sort of camouflage you within your social environment.
Wow, so it's literal neuroplasticity.
Yes, exactly. It's a primal evolutionary survival mechanism. If you're surrounded by complainers, your brain actually optimizes for complaining to keep you safely aligned with the tribe. So normalizing higher standards means you're actively fighting your brain's deep desire to just blend in.
That is wild. So if our brains are physically wiring themselves to match our peers just to survive, we really need to figure out where we are actively sabotaging that wiring. Which brings us to today's core exercise. The workbook asks you three questions. What is your weakest point in the formula? What is your strongest? And what does the contrast reveal? So I'm putting you on the spot here. Where do you fail?
Oh man. Definitely E, eliminate. I deeply struggle with distancing myself, but my strongest is probably D. Do the same for them. I always try to bring value and lift people up.
Wait, so when you contrast those two things, are you acting as a rescuer? Like, are you actually helping them? Or is your brain just finding a sort of noble excuse to avoid the discomfort of saying no to a draining invite?
Ouch. Okay, well, fair point. It's definitely the latter. I mean, I try to outwork negative influences by being a good example rather than just walking away. So, in actual practice, I need to stop trying to save people and just say no.
Yeah, it's a classic rescuer trap. We see it in psychology all the time.
All right, well, my turn to play analyst then. What about you? Weakest and strongest.
Okay, my weakest is R. Recognize it in others. I get easily distracted by charismatic people, and I confuse their charm with actual lived habits. But my strongest is I invest time. Once I'm in, I dive in deep.
So your greatest social strength actually makes your blind spot incredibly dangerous.
Exactly. The contrast reveals that I invest heavily in the wrong people. So in practice, I really have to force myself to verify a person's actual habits before I offer them my time.
Which is exactly why this exercise is so vital for you, the listener. What will your contrast reveal? You can't fix a blind spot if you refuse to look at it today.
Right. And identifying these areas now is the exact preparation you need for tomorrow. Because day five is where you'll apply this formula to a real current situation in your own life.
Definitely. And while you're doing this heavy lifting today, make sure to keep up your daily momentum.
Yes, please do not forget to review your custom stack three times today, morning, midday, and evening. Remind yourself of those three mental code rewrites, the three distill points, and those two quotes you've built to actively overwrite your old programming.
Also tonight, let your subconscious do some of the heavy lifting. As you go to sleep, ask yourself your bedtime question. If I am the average of those I spend the most time with, where do I need to go and spend my time to raise that average?
I love that. Tomorrow is where the theory becomes reality, and we want you fully prepared to make tangible changes. But as you navigate the rest of your day, thump back to that social diet. Look at your closest circle and ask yourself, are you holding on to a friendship because of who that person used to be or
Oh.
because of who they are helping you become today?